With your permission, as a preparation for redemption, and the gas prices rose today, and it rose and it rise tomorrow. The Gemara says, "Mishenichnas Adar Marvim b'Simcha." When Adar comes, you should try to become happier, says Rashi, because Purim and Pesach. But Purim is really just a preparation for the redemption. It goes so far that the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon all the generations coming from him, he showed him Mordechai as one of a kind, that he is being prepared for redemption. Not to be the redeemer, not to be the one that's going to redeem us. Just the Gemara said, Mordechai Mukhan leGeula. Moshe Mukhan liot Goel. Moshe was shown to Adam HaRishon that he is the one who's going to redeem us. But Mordechai, says the Gemara, is not a role model to redeem us. This is a concept of redemption. Mordechai Mukhan, Mordechai is prepared for redemption. And the question, what does it mean? He is prepared for redemption. What does it mean exactly? So again, Purim, that's what it means. That Purim that comes before Pesach, says the Gemara, it's a preparation for redemption. And that's what the Gemara says. That's what it says in the Zohar as well. That the real redemption can only happen on the night of Leila Seder. Mashiach may come any day, any moment. Like Moshe came down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. But actual exodus, actual redemption was the night of Pesach. Says the Gemara, you should know, real redemption, Mashiach can come any moment. But the announcement of redemption, that we go back to Eretz Israel, and Mashiach will start building Beit HaMikdash, that act can start only on the night of Pesach. So therefore, about 4 weeks before this is Purim, about a month before this is Purim, and that's what the Gemara says, the light of Pesach shines back as a reflector to Purim. So therefore, Purim is so strong. It means Mordechai Mukhan leGeula. Mordechai was prepared for redemption, that we have to know exactly what the Megillah is going to teach us and tell us, what does it mean, is prepared for redemption. So with your permission, I'd like to start tonight chapter 2 in Megillat Esther. And the chapter reads the following. Now, chapter 1, we spoke about that Ahasuerus had a party. The end of the party was a tragedy. The queen Vashti did not want to obey his command, and she was killed. After she was killed, comes chapter 2 and says the following. And Ahasuerus already got calm down from his anger, but the Gemara says that when they killed Vashti, Ahasuerus was drunk or semi-drunk, and then when he woke up from his drinking, he asked, where is my wife, Vashti? And his people told him, you ordered to kill her. He says, I never did. I said, somebody convinced me to do it. He was very, very upset about it. And then comes chapter 2 and says, Achar advarim ha'el, after those things that happened, that they killed Vashti, that Ahasuerus calmed down. He did remember his wife Vashti, what happened. What those advisors advised him. Excuse me. Tell your brother, says it. How many times I own? That the executor, without the permission of Ahasuerus. And because he was so upset, the advisors, the boys over there, the servants told Ahasuerus, I think we ought to look for a new wife. So how, what is the genius idea? Yafked HaMelech Pekidim Yochol Melech Malchuto. Achashverosh should appoint officers. And the Megillah says, Achashverosh ruled at the time 127 states. Says the Gemara, Achashverosh Malach Bekipah. Achashverosh was one of the kings ever that ruled so many states. So the advisors told him that to look for a wife. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have Facebook, so you don't have to go through so much trouble. But those days, obviously, they didn't have it yet. So the idea how to find a wife is to appoint officers in every town, every city. Can you imagine what it means in 127 states to appoint officers in every state, in every city, in every street? That's what the Gemara says. They walked around, and it says, this is the advice. Vigbetsu et kol na'ara betula tobat marei shon avira. Those advisors should go and collect all those girls to Shushan. Can you imagine how many girls? Excuse me. Can you imagine how many girls they're going to get? And every beautiful girl from all over the world to bring to Shushan. Since the Megillah, of course, was written by Ruach HaKodesh, what the Megillah wants to teach us. Eliyahu the guest, Yusuf HaMelech, Shomer Anashim, Tomput Tamrukein, says to bring it to a person that he was responsible to select the girl for the king, to give the, those ladies the perfumes. The king will choose one of them. She should be the new queen. The Gemara says, such a stupidity. It says, you sent, can you imagine, police all over the world to kidnap girls. Says the Gemara, people used to hide the girls. Eventually, they couldn't find one. Says the Gemara, the Achashverosh order, not only the girls, the married ladies also, to look all around, shop around for a wife. It doesn't matter who she is, if she married, not married, divorced, widow, doesn't matter. Get the girl to the king. Who knows how many tens of thousands of girls. They all have to come. Says the Megillah, that the king loved this idea. Comes the Gemara and says, look how stupid you are. Says, you're going to force to kidnap a girl to be a queen? So in the middle of this comes as an introduction, of course, for Esther, that she's going eventually to be the queen. The Megillah starts like this. Ish Yudiyah B'Shan Abira was a Jewish person that lived and dwelled at the time in Shushan, the capital. As introduction comes the Gemara and says, you know, Ish Yehudi, what does it mean is Jewish? Says the Gemara, a Jew, really what means that he protests and deny idol worship. Kofer ba'avodah zarah. Continues the Gemara and says, well, let me tell you something else. The word Yehudi is the same root as Yehuda. And to tell you that even though they're going to see in a minute that Mordechai was a great grandson of Binyamin, but he, for this from his father's side. From his mother's side, he was a great grandson of Yehuda. That's what it means, Ish Yehudi, the introduction is Yehuda. Says Yehuda. It says again, if you want to introduce somebody, usually, you introduce him by his father, not by his mother. It says, Chas Shalom, only if somebody doesn't feel well, then you pray for him. It says, this guy's name, the son of his mother. Other than that, you always say this guy, the guy's name and his father. He says, besides, so-called to become a Jew, maybe. But again, it's very strange. As introduction of Mordechai, the first thing the Gemara says called Ish Yehudi is to tell you his mother from Yehuda. So what? Who needs to know his mother from Yehuda? What do you have to know it? And what makes difference to you if his mother from Yehuda? If his mother would be from a different tribe, is different. Says the Megillah, Ushmo Mordechai. You should know, really, his name is not Mordechai. Comes the Gemara and says, Mordechai really comes from two Aramaic words that comes from actual one of the spices of the Ketoret, as well from one of the spices of the special oil that they smeared on the Mishkan. It says more, this is one of the spices. Machloket, what is it come from? If it comes from a tree, it's like a bush, or it comes from a certain from a deer, maybe. It says, but that more is being translated by Targum, last week parasha Mara Dachya. It means pure more. So Mordechai is that name was made from two words, really a nickname. His real name is Petachya. Nevertheless, the Megillah will not mention his name. The Megillah calls him Mordechai. Okay? You find this in Tanakh a lot of times, that the person has a name, it's not really his name. But here in the Megillah says, Ushmo Mordechai, again, even though that the people on the street, and at the time he was born, his father gave him a name, Petachya. His name is Mordechai. Says, why? What happened? What happened to the name Petachya? It says Mordechai, maybe. It's nice. Again, it represents that spice. It's called more from the spices. It says, what is the introduction? It says the Megillah Ben Yair. A simple explanation is the son of Yair. Comes the Gemara, says, no. You don't read it that way. You read it like this, Mordechai, Ben, a son. Yair, says the Gemara, She'ir et enei Yisrael betfilah, that he lit the eyes of Bnei Israel with his prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it refers for later. That what it means is, when the Gezerah of Haman came, Mordechai prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's the Megillah wants to teach you, you know, that his name is Mordechai Ben Yair. It's not, again, his father's really, his name was Yair, it's true. But why the Megillah is to tell you what his father's name is? Is to tell you that his father happened to be, that he carries that name Yair, that has to do with the actual personality of Mordechai, that he lit the eyes of Bnei Israel. So what, you have to know it now? Now you don't have to know it. You want to tell me later. Now it's before the Gezerah, we don't know anything. But again, maybe this is the custom, this is the way of the Tanakh, that tell you in the front, up front, already what's going to be later. Maybe. Ben Shimi comes to Gemara again. His grandfather was Shimi. Maybe yes, maybe not, probably yes, but doesn't matter. Ben Shimi means you have to pause. It says you read it like this. Mordechai, Ben, you pause. Yair, Ben, you pause. Shimi. What does it mean, says the Gemara? Sheshama kel tfilato. It means his son, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his prayers. Next one is Ben Kish. Again, you pause between the word Ben and Kish. Of course, his great-grandfather was Kish. It doesn't matter. The Megillah doesn't want to tell you really what it means. The Megillah wants to take the word Kish, analyze the word, and tell you, the Megillah wants you to know that he Kish al Shari Rachamim v'niftachu lo, that Mordechai not only prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his prayer, he says that Mordechai was able to knock on the gates of mercy upstairs. It means he was able to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the gates of mercy, and ask for mercy for Am Yisrael. Again, it refers for later. It says, this is what you have to know about Mordechai. It says, what you have to know about Mordechai? What is significant about it? Ish Yemini, says the Gemara, what it means, that sentence, that you should know that his father is from Binyamin, he's a great-grandson of Binyamin. He says, what difference does it make? His mother is from Yehuda, his father is from Binyamin. He says he's called Yehudi. He protests. He denies worshipping idols. And here is the Megillah wants to give you some history about this guy. It says, how old is guy? How old is Mordechai? It says the Megillah, Asher Oglam Yerushalayim, Ima Gola Asher Gulatayim Yechonei HaMelech Yehuda. So it means like this. Comes the Navi and tells us as well, the Gemara explained, that Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar, the second Saddam Hussein, the first one was Sancheriv, the second one was Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed the first Bet HaMikdash. 11 years before destruction of Bet HaMikdash, he came to Yerushalayim, captured Yerushalayim, took the king, his name was Yechoniah, took him down to Iraq with 10,000 people. This was 11 years before the destruction of first Bet HaMikdash. Today, in this story of the Megillah, we almost 70 years after the destruction of Bet HaMikdash. It means Mordechai is about 80. Comes the Gemara and says, well, I was just to give you some another piece of information about this guy, that before he went down to Iraq with the 10,000 people, you should know he had a job in Yerushalayim at the age of 13 or 14. This is when he went down to Iraq with the 10,000 important people. It says he was the head of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was the biggest court in Eretz Israel. And usually the old people used to serve in Sanhedrin. And it says Mordechai, as a youngster, just after Bar Mitzvah, was the head of Sanhedrin. That's how a genius he was, as well as other things that we're going to see in a minute. And he decided, says the Gemara, not that he was among those 10,000 people. Since he was a young boy, Nebuchadnezzar Machshmo left him over there. But he decided, since the Yechoniah, the king, and the Gemara says, Acharash v'Amasger, says all the big Talmidei Chachamim at the time, Nebuchadnezzar took them and exiled them, took them to Iraq. Mordechai said, I'm living with them. He's living with them. He says, why are you living with them, really? So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'yomenet Hadassa, Yester Badodo. He says, the Gemara says, you know, the real reason why he left along, because among the 10,000 people, Nebuchadnezzar Yimach Shemo took as well Esther. She was a young girl, very young girl, and Mordechai decided that he, as a cousin of her, he is going to go with her to exile to Iraq. As the Megillah says, Ve'yomenet Hadassa Yester Badodo Ken La'vaim. Says the Megillah, you know, that's the history you have to know about Mordechai. That says his mother is from Yehuda, his father is from Benjamin. He went down the first time upon his own will to Iraq because his cousin Esther was an orphan. He went down there. He continues the Gemara, what doesn't say in the Megillah, and the Gemara says that after he settled in Iraq at the time, and Esther grew up a little bit, so he went back to Yerushalayim. He went back to Yerushalayim. He stayed in Yerushalayim. He stayed in Yerushalayim until the Himashom Nebuchadnezzar came back again. And 11 years later, after Mordechai left, together with Yechoniah, came Himashom Nebuchadnezzar, killed Tzidkiyahu, was the last king at the time, and exiled the rest of Am Yisrael to Iraq. So Mordechai now, again, is back in Iraq. He's back in Iraq. Now there's no information how many years after, he goes back to Yerushalayim. He goes back to Yerushalayim, and finally, somebody gave a permission, Koresh gave permission to start new construction for Second Beit HaMikdash, and the Yimach Shemam, the Arabs at the time, sent a delegation to Ahasuerus to stop the construction. Then Mordechai left Yerushalayim again. He's not in Shushan Labira. What is he doing here in Shushan? He came to plead with Ahasuerus that he should give him back the permit. He should reconsider what those Arabs told him to stop the construction. He's begging Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus denies it. Of course, upon the request or the command of Vashti, the queen, that she was a granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shemo, and it says, Mordechai is here in Shushan, that's why he's in Shushan. That's the information that we have about this guy, that eventually, that's his Esther, that's his cousin, eventually he married her, says the Gemara, and says she's going to be kidnapped. Says the Gemara, that first, for a few years, they were shopping for a queen, couldn't find anybody. Mordechai hid Esther inside the house. The Gemara says she was between the age 74 to 80, an old lady. Still, Chachamim said that the information what the KGB knew in Iran about Esther, that she's a beautiful lady, they're looking for her, they cannot find her. They cannot find her. They went to Ahasuerus, says the Gemara, and told him, listen, we're looking for a specific girl, we cannot find her. Ahasuerus ordered a new command or a new law that whoever is not going to let his children or his wife out on the street immediately is going to be executed. Immediately the Gemara says Mordechai took Esther, put her on the street, immediately the police came, those officers came, kidnapped Esther against her will. She was screaming, says the Gemara, took her to the palace of Ahasuerus. That's the story what the Megillah is going to tell us. As a preparation of choosing a new queen, that's how the introduction is. Comes the Megillah and says like this. ויהי שמע דבר המלך לפרעה ויקבץ נער בזבל ושאל נביא ראה לגייס ולקח אסתר לבית המלך ולגייס שם אנשים they kidnapped Esther. As her first meeting coming to the person that was responsible for taking care of all the girls, her guy, says the Megillah, ותיטב הנערה בעיניו, it says that her guy liked Esther very much. Not only that, the Megillah says, ותישא חסד לפניו. It says she carried some kind of kindness. I don't know what it means exactly, but he likes her very much. He rushed her perfumes and her food. He says he gave her some seven girls to serve her, to prepare her, to be able to go to Ahasuerus. So called for the contest. He says he gave a very special treatment, a very special ideas that he is very nice to her, extra nice to her. He says, for what? Just like he likes the girl. He says, ask Esther, what's your nationality? Who are you? She doesn't say. V'chol yom v'yom, information. And every day, daily, for years now, until Esther is going to be chosen to be the queen, to be the queen, it's going to take at least a year, maybe more than a year. Mordechai mitalech lifnei chatzar bet hanashim. Mordechai was walking in front of the house, the building over there. They kept all the girls before they went to Ahasuerus. He says he wants to know ladat eshtom esther umayah seba. Says the Megillah will tell you that they prepare the girls, each girl had to prepare themselves for 12 months. So you can't just go and meet Ahasuerus, 12 months preparation. So Vagia Torah Sevat Avichad Ol Mordechai, it says, when Esther's time came to see Ahasuerus, lo bikshah davar, didn't ask anything. It says, Kim Asher Yomar Hegai, says, HaMelech Shomer Anashim, it says, whatever Hegai told her to do, she's doing. She doesn't ask for anything. The Gemara says, this guy asked her, Esther, you need anything? You need more perfume, another dress? What do you need? She says, nothing. I have enough. I don't need anything. And the Megillah says, Vati Esther nosetchem b'nei kol roya, that everybody loved Esther. Everybody loved Esther. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know that Esther overcame Yosef's beloved by people. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says that Esther was one in the kind ever in the world that has this kind of description that Ahasuerus, when he saw Esther, that he saw chen v'chesed lefanav. The Megillah will tell you, when Ahasuerus saw Esther, it says not only he liked Esther, he said Esther found favor in his eyes as well her kindness. Says the Gemara, no one, say Chachamim, not Gemara, I'm sorry. Chachamim say that you cannot find this information about anyone else in the Tanakh. Those two things that a person acquired like Esther. So of course, the Megillah will tell you that finally Ahasuerus chose Esther and she became the queen. In chapter 3, this is the story about Haman that came and convince Ahasuerus to execute the Jews. And the Megillah tells us that Mordechai found out about the execution notice. And then he sent the messenger to Esther and says, you got to go to the queen, to the king, to Ahasuerus, to ask him for mercy to cancel the Gezerah. Even though the Gemara says that Mordechai found out from Eliyahu Navi that the reason for the execution is because Am Yisrael did not behave for two reasons. Either they went to the party of Ahasuerus or they bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar years ago. So if you have a Gezerah, if you have execution notice, and you know what is really caused that, you don't ask Esther, says, go plead with Achashverosh. This has nothing to do with Achashverosh. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If an angel, if Eliyahu Navi told you that the reason for the Gezerah is because of misbehavior from Israel, so you cannot just try to find a solution of the Gezerah by Esther going to Achashverosh. That's not going to undo the Gezerah. If the Gezerah came by Achashverosh and Haman because Am Yisrael did something wrong. So actually, what you have to do is you have to do Teshuvah. It's not you have to say, get over Am Yisrael, of course, Mordechai will do it in a way, but it's nothing to do with Esther. It says the Gezerah, Eliyahu HaNavi said, it's from Hashem. It's not from Haman. Haman is just a tool. It says, like Amalek is a tool. It's not that Haman, of course, is Rasha. But it says, the Gemara says, the reason for Haman's coming is not because Haman decided, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed with that, because we didn't behave. So Megillah will tell us that all of a sudden, when Mordechai found out about the Gezerah, he calls up Esther and says, you better go down to Achashverosh right away. He says, well, it's not going to help. Even if Achashverosh will cancel today, tomorrow it's going to be a new one. Because actually it comes from Hashem. It doesn't come from Achashverosh. It happened to me it comes from Achashverosh. But the Gezerah is not from Achashverosh. If you read the Tanakh, it constantly the Nevi'im told them, Israel, you better do teshuva, you better regret, you better behave, because if not, Nebuchadnezzar is coming, Sennacherib is coming, this guy is coming, this guy is coming. It says that they're coming because you don't behave. So it's nothing to go plead with them or go to the United Nations and try to convince the diplomats. It says, don't leave it, don't deny Israel, don't do this. It says nothing to do with this. If it happened from Hashem, it's nothing to do. If it happened from them, that's true. Then you go and you meet them and the delegation and you try to convince them. But if Mordechai knows, the Gemara says, the Tel Navi told him, it's from Hashem, there's nothing to ask Esther. Doesn't matter. Nevertheless, Esther says, I can't go. Mordechai says, you better go. And if you're not going to go, you're going to die. So what am I going to die? What do you mean? It's from Hashem. Says the Megillah that Esther told Mordechai, okay, I'm going to go, but I would like you to go and gather all the Jews. Gather all the Jews and do and call on a fast day for 3 days. Then I'll go to Achashverosh, even though I have no permission to go without him calling me. So the Megillah says, "Vayavor Mordechai, vayas kichol asher tzivta alav Esther." Mordechai passed. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean he passed?" So the Gemara says two things. First of all, you have to know the dates. Says the Gemara, you should know the execution date that Haman chose after he made the lotto was 11 months after the execution notice went out. It means he made the lotto, he decided the best month and the day to kill the Jews, to destroy them, Chas Shalom. This is Yud Gimel Be'Adar. Where are we today? Today, we're 11 months before, Nisan. Comes the Gemara and says that Esther told Mordechai, listen, I'm going to Achashverosh now, but now is the day before Pesach, or 2 days before Pesach, the Machloket. And it says, what I want you to do is to do a fast, Ta'anit. Says the Gemara, what's going to be with Pesach? Leila Seder, you have to eat Matzah. Says the Gemara that Esther told Mordechai, forget about Leila Seder, forget about Matzah, forget about it. If I want you to do Ta'anit, then I'll go to Achashverosh on Pesach. It says, excuse me. If you go to Achashverosh on Pesach, the execution notice is 11 months from now. So what's the rush? Celebrate Pesach. After Pesach, then if you want, you do Tanit, and then I go to Achashverosh. Maybe by that time already, Achashverosh will call you anyway. This is the reason for the Tanit is not because this is Teshuvah. This is the Tanit is because Esther was afraid that if she'll come without Achashverosh calling her, he will execute her like he executed Vashti. He says, listen, this is not emergency to go now. I said, there's time. You can go after Pesach. Says the Gemara, no, Esther told Mordechai, please, cancel Pesach this year. It's not a set of Pesach. Today, just go back, gather all the Jews, tell them, this year, no Pesach. It's Ta'anit. He said, what's Ta'anit? Why can you wait till after Pesach? What's the rush? In 11 months, it's not the execution day is Pesach. Execution day is 11 months from now. That's what Haman wrote in the letters. So we have time now, 11 months, to go and plead and do whatever we want to do to cancel the Gezerah. It's not, it just came out, the Gezerah just came out. It's not a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. So what is the rush? Says the Megillah, Vayavom Mordechai, Vayas, Kehola Shizifta Alav Esther. Says the Megillah, you know, Mordechai agreed that Esther has to go to Ahasuerus. If she requested that everybody should do a Tanit, a fast day, for 3 days, and this is going to fall right on Pesach, cancel Pesach. That means Vayavom Mordechai. Other explanation, the Gemara says, Mordechai means like this. Shushan Aviram had like a little river in the city, like in Amsterdam, that if you need to take a boat to cross from one side to the other side. Says the Gemara, Ve'avo Mordechai, that's what it means. That Mordechai crossed the river, says Rashi in the Gemara, what it means. It means the Jews lived on the two sides of the river. And since Esther asked Mordechai, go gather the Jews in Shushan Aviram, they should fast, and I will go to Ahasuerus. Mordechai immediately, says the Megillah, went across the river, and he's going to ask the Jewish people that live on the other side of the river to join him and the people that live on the other side for the Tanit. And the question is, what's so important about it? The Megillah has to tell you that he crossed the river. What did he cross? Big deal, cross the river. Chachamim tell us like this. You know, the first time you have the word Yehudi, if somebody's going to ask you, what does it mean, Yehudi? What's the word Yehudi? So Gemara says, the first time you find Yehudi in the Torah is Esav's wife. That Esav introduced his wife to Yitzchak. Her real name was Oholivama. When he brought this girl to Yitzchak, Yitzchak asked, what's your girl's name? So the Torah says, Esav told Yitzchak, her name is Yehudit. Says the Gemara, why did you tell your father her name is Yehudit? Her name is Olivama, not Yehudit, or Olivama, but Be'eri. Says the Torah, look in Parashat Vayishlach, the Torah says, Esav went, he got married, had few wives. One of them, her name was Olivama. Then the Torah says, Esav married Yehudit, says the Gemara. Yehudit or Olivama? What's his name? What's her real name? Says the Gemara, no. On the driver license, her name was Olivama. When he took her and introduced her to Yitzchak, his father, Yitzchak says, what's her name? Esav said, Yehudit. Says the Gemara, how did you get this name? Says the Gemara, well, Yehudit means, even in the time of Yitzchak, since that word Yehudit contains Yud and Hey and Vav, this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, it says it means that she denies idolship. It says that Esav wanted to cover up for her, even though she used to worship idols. It says when he introduced her to Yitzchak, he told Yitzchak, her name is Yehudit. Yitzchak said, oh, tzadeket, Yehudit, very nice. How do you find such a girl? So in Israel. Father went to Israel, I found a girl, Yehudit. It says, so you see the first time that what we have the word Yehudi, that's what the Gemara says, really. It's an introduction about Mordechai. It says his name is Yehudi. It says the Gemara Yehudi, you know, the first thing about Yehudi means that you protest against Avodah Zarah, against idolship. You don't do it. Comes the Gemara and says, well, let me tell you something. I said, you should know Mordechai, if you put Mordechai on one side of the scale and you put Abraham Avinu on the other side of the scale is equal. That's how great Mordechai is. Of course, what it means is, what the Megillah tells us, that Haman used to carry an idol, a piece of Avodah Zarah on a chain on his chest, and therefore the Megillah will tell you that every time Haman passed by, Mordechai did not bow down to Haman. It says, Mordechai, why don't you excuse yourself? Mordechai, why you have to stand over there? And the Megillah will tell you that every time Haman passed by, everybody was flat on the floor. Mordechai was still standing, and it asked Mordechai, and says, Mordechai, excuse me, the king ordered everybody should be on the floor when Haman passes by. Mordechai said, I'm a Jew. What do you mean you're a Jew? I says, because a Jew, says the first Jew was Avraham Avinu, and he, the Gemara says, the Rambam says, is one against the whole world. It's called Avraham Ivri. It's from the other side of the river. It says, now, you should know, this is what the Megillah tells us about Mordechai. He doesn't want to bow down to Haman. It says the Gemara, because Haman carried an idol on his chest, and Mordechai will not bow down to this chest. He says, why? What made you do this? He says, well, I'm a grandson of the first Jew that's called Avraham Avinu. And Jew means denying Avodah Zarah. He says, that's what that girl's name was Yehudit. comes to Gemara and tells us the following. You know, before we crossed Yam Suf, Am Yisrael was standing in front of Yam Suf, the individual that jumped first in Yam Suf was Nachshon ben Aminadav Lemate Yehuda from the tribe of Yehuda. Was the president, his name was Nachshon. At the time, maybe he wasn't the president, maybe he was. But anyway, as an individual, the first one that jumped into the water was from Shevet Yehuda. As a tribe that stepped into the water was, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, is Binyamin, as a tribe. What it means is that in order for redemption, what the Gemara says, that preparation for redemption, that this is what the Gemara says, Mordechai Mukhan Legula, Mordechai is prepared for redemption, it means Mordechai has to be a role model for us to know exactly what the expectation of a Jew from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the first thing you should know is Yehudi. Yehudi means you should not be embarrassed. Chachamim tell us, Beruach HaKodesh, one is the Rokeach, the Ramban's rabbi, and one is the Chidah, the Ishchai. They say Mordechai, first we should know Mordechai was walking on the street in Shushan, in Iran, with the tzitzit outside, not being embarrassed that he is a Jew. At the time, the Jews used to hide and try to cover that they're not Jewish. Not only that, the Chidah said he used to have big peot in front of his face on purpose to advertise his Judaism. It's called Ish Yehudi Abishan Avira. It says at that time the Iranian, the Parsim used to worship Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah used to be fired in a time, in a certain time for them. It says Mordechai is protesting. He's protesting like his grandfather Avram that protested. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, on Shemoneh Esrei we say, Elokeinu Elokei Avotenu Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Says the Gemara, why don't you say Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov? He says, no, you should know Magen Avraham. Magen means that Kadosh Baruch Hu protects Avraham. He says, why do you say that? Comes the Gemara and says, Bechachot Min. Says Chachamim say, what it means, before Mashiach come, it'll come, for the Jews, they're going to protest and say that I'm a Jew. You have to stand up and not be ashamed that you're a Jew. I'm Jewish. He says, don't hide behind. He says, why? He says, that's what Avraham did. He says, Rambam, Avraham was on the other side of the river. It's called Avraham Avri, and the rest of the world against him. And he's not afraid of nobody. He's not embarrassed, of, not shy and embarrassed. He's not hiding his ideas. He goes on the street. He says, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. I've since invited people to his house. He says, please wash your hand. Please say Brichat Hamazon. Please say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. This is how a person, says the Rambam, should follow his grandfather's footsteps. And says, that's the Kavana. Elokei Avraham, says the Chachamim, says, when you say Shmoneh Esrei, Elokei Avraham, it means, what do you say? He says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty, please, I'm going to ask you certain things that I need for my life. He says, my great-grandfather was Avraham. Say the Chachamim, yes, yeah, listen, if you behave like your grandfather, not if you try to hide behind your Judaism. It says, Mordechai HaYehudi, it says, the first condition as ready for redemption, Mordechai Mukhan LaGula, is Yehudi. Let me tell you what it means. Imomi Yehuda, his mother's from Yehuda. It says, what do you know about Yehuda? It says, the Gemara, let me tell you what I know about him. It says, the first thing that I know, of course, what occurred to me is that Nachshon ben Aminadav LeMatei Yehuda, the president of Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon jumped first into the water. It says, what made him jump first into the water? How come no one else jumped into the water? But something must be in this tribe. Says the Gemara, well, if you remember when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers in Egypt, and Paro heard that Yosef's brothers are here, he told Yosef, Yosef, listen, I put some wagons ready. Send those wagons to pick up your father and all his belongings from Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine? Yaakov was very wealthy and rich. Can you imagine how many things Yaakov brought down to Egypt? He says, even though that Paro said, listen, leave everything over there, make a garage sale, let go of everything. So the Torah says that Yaakov brought everything to Egypt. Can you imagine how many wagons were sent to Israel? He says, never the Gemara says, the Torah says, Bayar et ha'agalot asher shalach Yosef. And actually when the brothers came back to Eretz Israel with all the wagons, the Torah says that Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent. So
Says the Gemara, excuse me. The Torah says before that Paro sent them. Says the Gemara, it's true. Paro designated wagons. But Paro, when he designated wagons, on the walls of the wagons were idols, were shape of idols. Says the Gemara that Yehuda at the night time burned all the wagons. Burned them in the center of Egypt. In the morning, Yosef gave them wagons, as Yosef was the president of Egypt, vice president of Egypt, he says he gave them other wagons. Says the Gemara, Lamud Torah Shevet, it says Yehuda was known that he protested against idolship. He is full for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his name carries Yud and Hey and Vav, the first, and then the last letter is Hey again. It says Hashem's name is inside that name Yehuda. It says that person, Yehuda, is already very, very much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not afraid of nobody. Even Paro gave the wagons. He burned the wagons. He says, well, I'm going to bring wagons with Avodah Zarah sign to my father. Never. Burn them. It says his grandson, Nachshon ben Aminadab, he jumped first into the water. Imam Yehuda, Ish Yehudi Abishon Abirah, says the Gemara in the introduction for this guy, Mordechai. We'll see later why his name is Mordechai. But that person, the first thing is Yehudi, is Jewish. When he is Jewish, Kofer Avodah Zarah, deny worship, idolship. He will not bow down to Haman later because he carries an idol on his chest. He comes from that tribe that Yehuda as individual president Nachman Avodah jumped into the water because he devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As well, Ish Yemini, the Megillah will tell you, that Mordechai comes from Benjamin. It's not just to tell you the history, who is he coming from, which tribe, it's to tell you he comes from Benjamin. As a tribe that went first into the water after this individual or before this individual, this was Shevet Benjamin, instead of introduction. He says, Mordechai does not live for himself at all, the Megillah will tell you. He says, we had a very good job in Eretz Israel, the head of the Sanhedrin, a genius guy. Says, he is a spark of Yaakov Avinu. Shakul ke Abraham, it means he is like Abraham Avinu, if you put him on a scale. Shakul ke Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, he knew the Torah. He learned Torah so much like Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, a very good job. He saw 10,000 people living in Eretz Israel by Machshavah Nebuchadnezzar. Among them, his little cousin, he left his job, is going to exile. Says the Gemara, you know how far it goes? So he went into exile. But Esther was a young girl and had no food. Had no food. Says the Gemara, Vayi Omenet Hadassa, that Mordechai actually nursed Esther. Says the Gemara, so one of the Chachamim gave a lecture about it, and everybody was laughing. A male can nurse a baby? Says the Gemara, says the Chachamim, it's a Mishnah, Masechet Machshirin. If you have Gemara at home, you look at Masechet Gemara, Masechet Machshirin. It says a male also, you can nurse your baby. If you have a baby, of course, your wife, that's a custom, the wife nurses the baby. But if you reach a certain age, you can also have milk and nurse the baby. Says the Gemara, Mordechai went along with those 10,000 people into exile, even though he has a job, because he has mercy on the little cousin. He has nothing for her. He just mercy on her. Not only he has mercy on her, he's gonna feed her. He's going to nurse her. He's going to nurse her. Says the Gemara, En la avayim. She's an orphan. He says, wait. Introduction. He comes down to Iraq. He stayed in Iraq. He finished nursing Esther. She's a big girl already. He left her. He goes back to Yerushalayim. Maybe he took her along. There's no information. But Rambam said, maybe he left her. He comes back to Yerushalayim. That is 11 years after the first time he left. Imach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar came back, destroyed Yerushalayim. He comes back to Iraq. He stays a few years. Then he goes back to Yerushalayim. He goes back to Shem Sedi in Yerushalayim. Eventually, construction of Beit HaMikdash is going to be started. Then the Arabs Imach Shimam send a petition to Ahasuerus to stop construction. Mordechai is in Shushan now to ask again for Yerushalayim. Asher Uglam Yerushalayim. Chachamim tell us you should know. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, about 1500 years ago, went to Iraq to redeem a person that was in jail. Says the Gemara, he passed a river, he wanted to pass a river. The name of the river was named Nahar Ginai. There was no boat to be gotten. So the Gemara says, he spoke, he spoke to the angel that's responsible for that little river. He said, Mr. River, I have to cross to the other side. There's a person, a Jewish person in jail. He says, there's no boat to be gotten. He says, if you're not gonna split for me, I'm going to make you dry forever. Says the Gemara, the river split. Rav Pinchas ben Yair passed, as well with his Arab assistant that was with him. Says the Torah, when Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan, he stuck his stick in the Jordan River and he passed. He says, of course, we know Moshe took us via Yam Suf. Of course, we know 40 years later, Yoshua took us via the Jordan River. Says the Gemara, in time we came back from exile to build Sakeh Beit HaMikdash with Ezra, we should have crossed the Jordan River the way we crossed Yam Suf, the way Yoshua crossed Jordan, the way Yaakov crossed Jordan. It says the ability of a person that learns Torah, the ability of a person that behaves, he can rule the nature, and he can do to the nature whatever he wants. It says that is the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the power of Yaakov. This is the power of Yoshua. This is the power of Pinchas ben Yair. I said, you should know. It says he comes from Yehuda. It says his mother from Yehuda. It says his father's from Binyamin. It says those two entities jump into the water. It says what happened afterwards? It says Moshe split the water. It says the Megillah, I want to explain to you something. It says when Mordechai found out about the execution notice, it was 11 months really before the execution is going to take place. He told Esther, listen Esther, go right now to the Ahasuerus. He says, what do you mean go now? He says, because Esther hid her nationality from Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus will find out all of a sudden she's Jewish. He'll kill her instantly. He says, of course, he didn't even want to see her now. He didn't let anybody come into his palace. But nevertheless, just the embarrassment that the Megillah will paint you, that you know how hard it was to choose a girl. It says, the girl that was chosen was Esther. And the Gemara says, Ahasuerus begged Esther day and night, put pressure on her. He says, tell me, what nation you come from? What's your nationality? Who was your father? Who was your mother? She said, I have no idea. I was an orphan. I don't know who I am. I don't know. I have no passport. I have no driver's license. I don't know who I am. All of a sudden, she's going to come to me. Ahasuerus said, listen, I want to tell you something. I'm Jewish. She said, you're Jewish? Good morning. Now you're telling me? But execute on the spot. It says, it's called Mesirut Nefesh for Am Yisrael, that you give your life to Am Yisrael. The Gemara says, you give your life to Am Yisrael, like a soldier in the army. The Gemara says, if Chas V'Shalom, he is killed for Am Yisrael, he is higher than all the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. When you're ready to give your life for your nation, for Am Yisrael, this is the biggest thing that you can do. It says, that's what is Esther all about. It says, by that, by trying to give your life to Am Yisrael, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves all the Gezerot. And that's the Gemara says, Mitat Tzadikim Mechaperet. As long as you're ready to give your life for Am Yisrael, Hashem waves all the Gezerot. This was the trick that Mordechai told Esther, you better go to Ahasuerus right away. It's better at Ahasuerus right away. The execution came because Am Yisrael did not behave. Hashem is upset. Hashem will wave the Gezerah if you're ready to give your life for Israel. And the Gemara said that David HaMelech, that's what Navi says. David HaMelech said, I'm ready to give my life for Am Yisrael. He says, do to me whatever you want. Moshe Rabbeinu, let's look parasha, said, Mechen Lam Sifra. He says, erase my name. I don't need to be alive. I'm giving my life for Am Yisrael. He says, that's the biggest thing. It says, this is really what the Megillah wants us to know. It says, Esther, the Gemara says, was above Yosef. Yosef only found favor in a way. Esther found favor and kindness by everybody, by anybody. It says, why? It says, because her teacher was Mordechai. It says, the Gemara, you should know Mordechai. Down to earth, humble. It says, Mordechai doesn't want anything else but for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Left his job for his cousin. Left his cousin, go back to Yerushalayim, because he wants
to have Bet Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. He comes not to Shushan, he wants Bet Hamikdash. His idea is in his head, is not for himself, it's just for others. Comes Chachamim, comes Dari, it says the medical value of the word Mordechai is Rav Chesed, multiple kindness. His real name is Petachia. Petachia means Mordechai can open all the gates. Mordechai prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai is called the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ishimini, his title is the son of Hashem. It says, V'halach Tavid Rachav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of mercy, Kel Rachum V'chanun, this is Mordechai. It says, you should know Esther was chosen to be the queen. She asks nothing. The Megillah says, "Hey, guy, Esther, do you need anything?" She said, "I don't need nothing." I said, "Esther, shall I bring you something?" Nothing. The Gemara says she didn't eat anything. The Gemara said she didn't ask for anything. But the Megillah says, "Whatever the offer is, I don't need. Thank you very much." Down to earth, humble. Says the Gemara, those are the conditions for redemption. That's the Gemara says. Mordechai muchan legeula. It's not Mordechai is the redeemer. Mordechai is not the Mashiach. Mordechai is a role model for us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, how to behave and how to act. So the Gemara says, Muchtar ben Yimusin. It says, the Gemara says, the Mordechai was known very gentle, very polite, a lot of manners. Everybody looked at him as a role model. It says, what do you have to know it? It says, you see, Ahasuerus looked all over. The Megillah will paint the picture. It says, listen, we need a new queen. It says, they can appoint officers, 127 states, every street, every city, every town, every place was a soldier, was a police looking for a girl. It says, from all over the world, they couldn't find no one. It says, the manners, the politeness, the gentle of Esther, one says the Gemara, Chut shel chesed mashuch al paneha. It says, how do you get it? It says, well, she nursed from Mordechai. The Gemara says, the Chachamim say, when the baby nurses from the mother, the baby gets from the mother the manners, the behavior of the mother. They said, this is how important nursing is, that the children should continue the heritage. It says, Mordechai nursed Esther. Mordechai raised Esther. Mordechai, the Gemara says, eventually married Esther. He married Esther not because he loved Esther. He married Esther because Esther was an orphan, says the Gemara. He had mercy on Esther. He left his job. He had mercy on Esther. He married Esther. It says, Esther was taken, he's not going to stand over there to see what happened to my wife. It says, as an individual, as Esther, he wants to say, what's going to happen to my nation? What's going to happen to this girl? It's not because she's my wife. Of course she's my wife, of course I'm going to worry. But his intention was for others. It says, this is the Megillah, what the Megillah wants to paint. It says, Mordechai is going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will listen to him. Hashem will open the gates. You know why? Because he comes from Yehuda. He comes from Binyamin. He is against Avodah Zarah. He's the only one. Everybody is flat on the floor. He's like Avraham Avinu. He is against idolship. He is not embarrassed. He is Yehudi. He advertised, I'm a Jew. I'm not hiding. Don't say my name is this, my name is that. Says the Gemara, Mordechai advertised the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Avraham Avinu. As says the Megillah, this is what the redemption is all about. That Mordechai, because of his manners, his behavior, he was able to save us. And that's what the Gemara says. And Noach also, Noach matzach him b'nei Hashem. Noach was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, because he was humble, was holy and humble. Mordechai is Maradachia. As says the Megillah, calls him Mordechai. And numerical value is Rav Chesed. A lot of kindness, multiple kindness, as well, says the Gemara, very, very holy, very, very pure. It says a role model for us, how to prepare ourselves, say Chachamim, before Pesach, before the redemption. Adar is coming, be happy. Say, well, I'm happy, it's not Purim. Purim is just preparation for redemption for Pesach. Mordechai Muchan Legula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the whole thing of Purim 4 weeks, 30 days before Pesach, as the light of Pesach shines back to Purim, to prepare us for the real redemption of Amen, Amen.